What can I say? We're starting with a line that starts Yismach Tzadik Yichotzonakum. I guess it's his 20 lines at the bottom. Beginning of the line is Yismach Tzadik Yichotzonakum. But Plum of Yurkutz Vadama Russia, that's when Esau's eyes flew out and landed by Yaakov's feet. By Yisrael at that time, the skyman of Vasa Shal Rivka, the Nebuah of Rivka became word usual fulfilled. Thank
in
you.
Part.
Sam, what did you say?
In part of it.
That's
Isn't
what you write? Yeah, but I explained it. Loma Eshkol Yigam Shnechel Yigam Echad Ava Gav Demi Sassam Bay Biyayim Echad Havi Kavrasam Yigam Biyayim Echad Havi. Now, I just want to explain. I disagree with the word in part. We're translating that the word Eshkol doesn't necessarily have to mean death. It can mean Kvura, which is the finality of death. Meaning that they started the place. I don't agree with the pshat that Rivka's Nevuah is kept in part. Rivka's Nevuah was fulfilled in full. It's just that we didn't understand what it meant till it happened. And now we understand that that was Rivka's Nevuah. Yes, doctor.
Would you accept the term allegorically?
Who?
Would you accept the term allegorically? That's what I was thinking.
That what?
That the Nevuah was kept allegorically.
No, I won't accept that. I will not accept that. I think that Pashat Chat in the Nevuah. But the Eloi, back to the Rashi. Is there Rashi? No. The Eloi Yasek Be'yachar Yosef, fact the Gemara. If Yosef would not have taken care of Yaakov's bones, Yaakov will have a Misaskebe, Baksiva Yisrael Bonaparte to Canaan. Meaning they were involved, they carried him there, so Yosef buried him. But they carried him. So, why are we making Yosef get so much credit? Meaning, more than that, why did the brothers stay away and let Yosef bury him? They could have gotten buried him just as well. When it came to the burial, they moved back. And they said it's a covenant for Yaakov Avinu to be buried by Yosef, not by us.
Where did he bury him?
The Mishnah said that Yosef buried his father.
That's
a Chumash? Chumash just says they buried him, but that's not who Yosef buried him. I don't think it says that. I don't have the Chumash in front of me. Again, I can't answer your fact if I didn't look it up. For me to talk now would be stupid.
Yeah, but if
we
quote the Mishnah too, it probably indicates that it's not.
But Yosef Ligbaris Aviv, it says. Okay, that just says that he went to Ligbaris Aviv. Well, they actually buried him at this by Yigburu, I say, plural. But again, and then it says, Achrei Kavra, Yosef came back from Mitzrayim after he buried his father. So it could be that from the Sukkim you see that he was the main barrier, if there's such a verb we just made up. So, therefore, why did they step back and let him be the main one? The answer is, Kvaydim Melachim Yosef Mehed Yosef. Vati. Bila Yasek Be Yosef, Bila Echa Bila Havi Vesaski, Bila Echa Bila Echa Bila Echa Bila Echa Bila Yosef, Bila Yosef Hashem, Levadja Chikur Samim. How did they let him take it all for himself, that he gets the credit for burying the father? Did he parku alayim oil b'lei chashulay? Did they take up the yoke, their responsibility, they didn't care? When Bila Nisasek by who? Hamloy Asukim Boy, makes it sound like if Yosef wouldn't have done it, they wouldn't have done it. They were also involved. Why? They said between themselves, let him do as much as we all do, meaning let him be the main one. Why? In respect to their father, the bigger covenant of Yosef is the one that carries the day, because he's a melech. So they did it for respect of their father. Sometimes it's better to pull back for respect rather than be participant for respect. Mi lanu gadlu mi yaitzu, the Mishnah said. Who was greater than Yaitzu? That the only one that was assassinated him was Maisha. Right? And that's a pasuk. But you can Maisha assassinate Yaitzu imbay. Turn around on. Now, I have a kasha, not my kasha, I heard this kasha. I heard a teretz that I totally didn't understand. So I will say the kasha, I won't even offer the teretz because I'm not sure how it answers the question. The Mishnah says that Moshe attended to Yosef. It's a pasuk. That Yikach Moshe attended to Yosef, he might. Tana Rabbana, Boa Reikam Chavibis Mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu. See how precious mitzvahs are in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kulum nisasku b'biza. All Klal Yisrael got involved in Bitzas Mitzrayim. Who nisasik b'mitzvahs? Shemar, chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Now, there's a great amount of kasha here, and this kasha they talk about and they give answers. Wasn't Bitzas Mitzrayim a mitzvah? The Rebbeinu Shem told them, go borrow, take from Mitzrayim. So why is it Moshe Rabbeinu is doing one mitzvah, they're doing another mitzvah? So I saw many answers, but two that stayed in my mind. One is that there's kinds of mitzvahs that you gain from, you profit from, and there are kinds of mitzvahs that you don't do for profit. They went to do the mitzvah, they made money on the deal. He went to do a mitzvah that came without money. So he picked which mitzvah he wanted to do. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. When there's two mitzvahs in front of you, he did not want to do the one with the money. He did the one without the money. That's what one before says. I forgot who. And the other one I saw was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded them to take Bitzas Mitzrayim. He said, Dabar no, ask them, Vish'alu ish me'esre'eyu. It's a request. Shloyim writes the tzaddik. It wasn't a command. It was a request. And this was a command. So therefore, this is a bigger mitzvah than the other one. Like it, don't like it, don't take it, I'm not going to argue about it. I'm just saying what I'm saying. I'm not standing up for it or not standing up for it. Take it, leave it, take the other terrors. Yes?
Maybe you could...
Make no difference.
Maybe you could deduce here that they did not have in mind to later donate it from what the Gemara is saying. They had in mind, maybe they...
I don't know. Maybe, again, I'm just saying what I saw. I'm letting everybody say whatever they want to say. Yes?
Well, the first one is supported by the understanding of the word tzav. That is to do something where you...
Doesn't say tzav by this.
I know, no, but you see this idea elsewhere that tzav is for a mitzvah where you lose by doing it. So that's very constant with the first one. With the second one, I've seen on the language is that... Gabi Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shlom, was pleading with Israel to do that. You can't say no to that.
I told you, you take it, don't take it, don't take it. I'm not going to sit and fight about it because it's a shot. You don't like it, go by.
The thing is, you've got to define what Bitzas Mitzrayim is. It's not wearing a gold necklace, at least not in the Torah.
I read the pasuk, it says, we can't simply saw the small eyes. That's what it says in my pasuk.
I'm aware of what it says.
Okay, so I keep my feet on the ground. Yes.
Well, you can keep your feet on the ground, but it doesn't mean you keep your head there.
Right. Yes.
Is there anyone else capable of taking Yosef out of the water?
We're in the middle of a Gemara. We're not finished.
Okay. And the other thing, their descendants actually took them out, I assume.
Yes.
So they're not given credit because they took out their own shape.
Correct. Now, the question that I heard somebody ask, I heard it from Matzil, but I did not understand his territory in the least. He said it over from somebody, I forgot, I couldn't even catch who it was. They also took out the Atzei Shittim to build the Mishkan. Somebody was involved in taking out all that Atzei Shittim. They had to cut it down and put it on wagons and take it into the Midbar. And it doesn't seem that anybody got credit for that. Doesn't say all those people that took the Atzei Shittim instead of being Isaac and Bitzas Mitzrayim, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Doesn't mention that. Somebody had to do it. He didn't take the Atzei Shittim. Doesn't say that. That was the kasha. I think it's a great kasha. The answer he said I can't say it over because I Rambam has no havana in it. I should be able to say it over. Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering what you could say over it, but they did have donkeys.
Yes, somebody did that,
and
nobody mentions credit for that. That's all I said. You can say whatever you want now.
I mean, by Kurof, he had. I forget how many donkeys.
Every year took out 90 donkeys. That's what it said. Every year.
So in which case, each person took out 90 donkeys worth of things. That can include both jewelry and...
So if they could do both, then Moshe Rabbeinu can take out some Israelites and do business with tribe as well.
That's what the
Kachem Kriya. No, 90 is from a tribe. No, I think it's from a tribe. I want to talk about the show. It's an interesting point you can say over at the Seder. Everybody woke up in the morning and there were 90 donkeys waiting for him. Multiply 600,000 people by 90 donkeys that every year got. You know how many donkeys must have shown up one morning in a drive? 600,000 times 90? It's like millions of donkeys all of a sudden show up in Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan. And every year it just walks out, loads his 90 donkeys, and they get moving. Yes.
So with Asi Sheep and the credit that's given to a visionary that planned this, Yaakov not that rough. Credit's given to taking it out, but the visionary went.
I'm not taking that away. All I'm saying, the kasha is, there must have been some Yidden involved in cutting down those trees and schlepping them. And no mention is given to give those people credit. Now, I'll tell you what Ramat Yishol said, if I understood him, but I didn't, is that that was a Messiah, that was a tzivoy of Yaakov Avinu. And a tzivoy of Yaakov Avinu is in the blood of every yid that you do what Yaakov Avinu said. So, Mamela, you don't get credit for that as much as Yosef, Moshe, who volunteered to be the one to take Atzmus Yosef more than anybody else. Again, I don't understand it, because I still think some people volunteered to take that to sheet them. Again, I've just heard it from him. I didn't understand. I couldn't ask him, because he's no longer here. Therefore, I don't know, Pshat. Yes?
I mean, your question is exactly on target, because there were not 603,550 pieces of Atei Shittim. So it had to be a certain...
As I said, that's what the question is based on. That again.
Yeah.
Dr. Gemara, right.
Parsha Atzei Shittim is the last thing that's mentioned in the list of things that they broke.
Right.
Rabban said that was the fewest people brought that because it was the most rare thing to find in Klal Yisrael.
But they took it from Mitzrayim.
Right. But it was very few that brought it. They only needed a few hundred pieces.
Again, somebody slapped it.
But he said that was it's mentioned last because they were.
Right, but it makes the kasha stronger, if anything.
Yeah, I also think, how would anyone think to bring it? Ramban actually mentioned that they were the...
Don't take my advice, sir. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was buried? Amru. Sarach Bas Asher, Nishtayre Moshe Adar. Sarach Bas Asher was left from the generation of Yaakov Avinu. In fact, she was the one, according to one medrash, many medrashim, that told Yaakov Avinu why Yosef died. Halach Moshe Etzla. Moshe went to her. Amar la kum at the da teich and Yosef cover. Do you know where Yosef is buried? Amar lai, Arin Shemat Chasas Lan Mitzrayim. They made him a metal casket. The Kavu Benilus Hanor, they sank it into the Nile. Kadesh is Baruch Hu Meimav. Because Mitzrayim lives off the Nile. When the Nile rises, it fills the irrigation ditches. And it causes the Fertile Crescent, I think it's called, the area around the Nile River Delta.
Fertile Crescent is Mesopotamia.
Right. So it has a name because it's supposed to be a very fertile area around the Nile.
Very fertile.
Right. Halach Meim Maisha, Lamed Atzat Nilas. Amel Yosef Yosef. Higi Yais, the time has come. Tenishmach Gadosh Baruch Hu Shani Goyal Atzat. Higi Ashua. She's about to say, so you made us swear to take you out. If you come up, it's fine. In love, If not, we're absolved from Yeshua. Miad, top Arayinah Shel Yosef, the Aron of Yosef floated up. Now, it's an interesting thing the Gemara says now. Again, to me, it was very interesting. Don't ask a question, how does metal float in a river? It usually sinks. Shariq said, we find it in Navi, that the Navi was able to make metal float. So if the Navi can make metal float, wouldn't you think Moshe Rabbeinu can make metal float? I just didn't understand the question. Moshe Rabbeinu did a lot of things in those days that doesn't usually work. We're bringing a rye from Navi that these things can happen if the Navi wants it to happen.
Yosef made it float, right?
Well, somebody made it float. Whatever made it float, we're bringing a rye from Navi that this can happen. There's a story with Eliyahu. But yeah, I'm not really old, Alicia. But yeah, my boy Kaira, somebody was building, they were building a thing in the Kaira of Esabarzo, Novel of Amayim, and the hatch fell into the water. So he said, oh, Adraini, who shall? He complained to Alicia, I just lost the hammer in the water, and it's a borrowed hammer, I'm going to have to pay for it. But yeah, Mishal Kim, the Navi said, on a novel, where did it fall? But you may have some welcome. He took a piece of wood, but Yashal Shema, and the bars and the hammer floated up. And Rashi speaks out of Leo, never learned by Moshe. That's a Shaila Leo, Pilchus Leo. Exactly, did he learn there or not? Tough of bars will be fun of. The bars floated. Again, why did Gemara needed this? I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara does, Rashi. So, Rashi, this Askuk Shabisa. Now you're not supposed to Mitzrayim, the empty Mitzrayim, because she's Baruchu Meimav, Tamid, Mishener to Mitzrayim, Shaisim, and make Shabim, El Shakul, Asoi, Yairim, Charitzim, has irrigation ditches, Minilus, Atzai, Famedina, Kamer, Parsos, many miles. Minilus, I know Parsos doesn't mean miles, it means Parsos. Menimta, Meninilus, Ayla, Mashkim, is Baruch, Memalo, Isim, Yairim, and Mashkim, and Asodus, Vanus, and Siv, that's why Navi, when it talks about all the other nations, it says, "V'haya Asher Layala Me'es HaMishpachos." It says when Mashiach comes, those that don't come up from all the countries to come to Mashiach, Layala Em Yageshem, they won't have rain. By Mitzrayim, it says the Mishpachos of Mitzrayim Leisala V'Leva Layala Em doesn't say Yageshem, like Siv Yageshem, because they never get rain. Siv Kan Geshem. They don't get rainwater that much. It's the river. The target is in target, but it's target. But Layalayim says it needless. But Yachad Mapa Kaira, Tamidi Alishik Sibim Malachim, Bushal, the Shalu Loy delented him. Tamidi Shemesh is up to Rashi. The Lay Shalom and Bipif, Elio never learned from Mesh again. Then the Pilkas Elio or not. El Teresa Shemesh Shalom Day, Lay Elio. He learned Mesh's Tyra. That's what it means. Yes, Doctor.
At the risk of turning this into a Mashiach, there is another aspect. It's even notes from Rabbi Naaman. The Medrash brings an alternative, which is that there was that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom threw in a scroll which said Aleh Shor. But the end of that Medrash is that Micha then.
Yeah, I know, but it's nothing to do with this Gemara. It's another way.
Well, my question is on the itself. The thing which bothers me about that medrash is that it seems to ascribe magical properties to the scroll per se, rather than it being. And how
we'll leave that for a chumash here. It doesn't do this Gemara. I don't want to go there.
That's this question that's bothered me for 30 years.
Fine. We'll add one more day to it. I'm not going to get involved now.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me so much, but I'm not going to get involved now. I do want to say, let me learn the first next week to Gemara. Rav Nassim says, the cabinet should malachim haya cover. On the sides it says cabinet, Rashi says, v'kivre shamalachim, lashin yavaniyu. It's the Greek word for the burial, the royal burial places. He was buried amongst the kings of Mitzrayim. V'halach v'ayishe v'amen ha-kabinet shamalachim. But it wasn't identified. Where is Yosef? So Moshe stands by that piece of land. The Amr Yosef, he gives Shnish Vakarish Baruch Hu Shani Goyal Eschem. The Gia Shvuah, and the Shvuah arrived. she's Batis Yisrael. Im ata maras v'chamutav, im lav harionu merukim v'shuasecha. V'ayis Hashem, this daz ha'arayin asher Yosef, the arn of Yosef started moving, shaking. So they knew that was the identification that this is Yosef. The Talmud of Moshe, the Via Eslai Moshe took it with him. These two Arainas were together. The Mepharshim learned that Atzmas Yosef was a Machne Levia and was near the Aron, which was a Machne Shechina. And travelers said, and I don't know who these travelers were, why are they in close proximity to each other? Amru echad shameis ve'echad shoshchina. So they became madak and shameis v'alechem shchina. Why do you put an arn of a mace in close proximity to the arn of the shchina? Amru kayim zeh makol mashikosu b'zeh. He kept everything that is written in this one. So Trashi, kayim zeh mashikosu b'zeh, agad azu mefereshes b'mechilta b'parshes v'hi b'shalach paroi. Okay, now, ksib b'zeh anoichi, it says in the Torah anoichi, Yosef said the word Anoichi, am I instead of Hashem? The Saras Adibis, it says La'yilucha, in the Aron, that's where that Saras Adibis were. I'm afraid of Hashem, which is La'yilucha. La'yisisa, it says do not swear falsely. He said Chai Parai, he swore by Parai's name, not by Hashem's name. Zoch Hashem HaShabbos, V'tvayach Tavach V'hachin. It says that he told them to prepare for the Shvatim. The Ein Zeh L'Yom HaShabbos. Achana is the word Hachain refers to preparing for Shabbos. Chenu Eimer Vechino Eshashu Yaviyu. Vechain Kol Azeres Adibras. Leisis Nesachicha Bavavecha. Leisikim Leisitar. Vechai Achicha Imach. He kept every one of them. Leisinav, he didn't do Paitifar. Leisigdav, all those things by Yosef kept. Therefore, he was Zeichet that his Aron went in close proximity to the Azeres Adibras. Okay, I'm going to mention this quickly. I don't want to get into an argument about this. I saw a pshat. I liked the pshat, so I'll mention it because I like it, but not because it's worth fighting about. I'm not going to fight about it. What's this lashon? He tells Yosef, you come fine. If not, we're not obligated. So, yeah, like, what are you dealing with Yosef like that? Come over and say, Yosef, it's time to go. Let's go. But if you come, fine. If not, we're off the hook. Like, hello, why shouldn't Yosef come? If he can come, of course he'll come. What's the conversation that Moshe is having with Yosef? Gizman, now we have to keep Yeshua. If you're willing to come, fine. If not, goodbye. I mean, like, what's this? That's what the Gemara said he said. Like, exactly what? I saw him shot. What? I think it's light, if anything. I don't know. I'm just telling you. You don't like it. I'm not going to fight about this. You want to have a different shot, good day. So I'm like this. They were supposed to go out according to the many Midrashim. They left early. They were supposed to stay there 400 years. The Yin Yaakov and Brachas, and I believe it's Zayir, but I don't know. The Yin Yaakov and Brachas, Yudim Abbez, says that had they stayed in Golos 400 years, there would have never been another Golos. They would have came out of Mitzrayim after 400 years, it would have been Mashiach's time. We've been over, done with Kabbalah, Zatayra, and Shitro, finished. But they weren't able to last in the triumph that long. So they left early. It was an early departure. Now, it would have been much better for Klal Yisrael, theoretically, we don't know what's better or what's worse, to stay 400 years. It would have saved them all the future goals that we're still paying for that 190 years early. That's an Ian Yaakov. I think it's built on a Zohar. Bela, that's how Ian Yaakov learned Shabbat, by the way, the Gemara Brachas, that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name Hashem said, Eka Asher Eka, I'll be with them in other goals like now. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you telling him about other goals? He said, it's fine, I didn't mean they should know, you should know. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe about other goals? Because that's the result now. I'm taking them out now, but you should know there'll be other goals. Fine. But that's the Gemara there. That's the Inyak. So this person wants to tie them. The Pshat is as follows. Yosef might say, oh, we're not ready to leave Mitzrayim now. There's still 190 years left. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, listen, this is the time we're leaving. You want to come, come. If you don't want to come, you think that we should be here 190 years. I can't help that. We have to leave right now. If you want to come along, come along. If not, don't come along. But there's a reason why Yitzchak would not want to come. Why am I leaving 190 years early? It's too early to leave. I'd rather stay another 190 years and leave then. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him. Higiasman. This is the time we can do it. Like it or not, this is reality. Either come or don't come. Again, like the pshat, don't like the pshat, do whatever you want with it. I like the pshat, so I said it. Right turn. So I'm thinking my right turn. For you, why are you asking me, Moshe? You saw the Havi Maskebe? Makes it sound in the Mishnah that nobody else was interested. You don't think the Yidden would have taken him out? It says that they brought it up. Obviously, after Moshe died, they took it over. It means they were in interest in taking guys to the Eretz Yisrael. You don't think his children, his descendants, Shevet Yosef, would have taken it out? That Shechem was part of Yosef's Nachla. This is their thing. They buried him in their city. Of course they would have taken him out. So what's the big deal? Why are we giving credit to Moshe? Amru, they said, Hinichulai, Kvoidibim Rubim Yosefim Batim. First of all, let Bnei Yisrael bury him, not just us. It's a bigger honor to be buried by everybody than just by his Shevet. V'su Amru, Hinichulai, Kvoidibim Gdailim Yosefim Batim. And everybody said, let Moshe do it. It's a bigger honor to Yosef. So it would have been done. But the bottom line is Moshe did it. And everybody stepped back. Now, they asked, what do you mean? You just told me they weren't interested. They were interested in business with Chaim. Now, all of a sudden, you tell me they're interested? The Mashal answers, they were interested in business with Chaim, but as soon as the business with Chaim was over, they would have taken over from Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, Moshe, we can do it. There it is. It's become for Yosef that Moshe Rabbeinu take care of it. They stepped back. They stepped back. And then when they got, after Moshe Rabbeinu died, his shaver would have taken over. They said, if Klal Yisrael is ready to take it over, it's a bigger cover for Yosef to have the whole Klal Yisrael involved than just us involved. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. We lay asking me, Moshe, claim, hey, can you go to Moshe, let's ask him with Levadai. We can look at the Shua. We lay asking me, Moshe, hey, my name is Askim. Chsip. They took him over to Yarden. They wanted him in Shechem. Amru bana ba'atzma menichu lo yishaskim by kol Yisrael. Why? Because kvaidim b'mrubim yaisim b'vatim. Yisrael amru ba'atzmam b'ayd ma'ishakayim enichu yishaskim by ma'ishal avadai kvaidim b'gdailim yaisim b'gtanim. Yes?
I'm surprised. I mean, unless one wants to suggest as we approach the end of Moses' transfiguration that Rashi in several places says that Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to all of Kol Yisrael put together, so that having Moshe Rabbeinu be Dafel in Gever Yosef, or Yosef, is the same as having all of Kol Yisrael do it.
Yes and no. The bottom line is, it would have been every Yid should have wanted to take care of it. Why did they step back? So it would have been double Kol Yisrael doing it. Moshe and Kol Yisrael. Why did they step back and let Moshe do it? The bottom line is he did it himself during the 40 years in the Midbar. They all would have helped him. Why didn't they? That's what the Gemara is asking. That's what made in Mitzrayim, the beginning. He's the one that went and took him out.
In the beginning, they didn't want, or they couldn't.
They were busy with business Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara said.
So it was after that, after Yosef was brought up from the river, then they said, oh, we'll take it over. Or
they
we'll
didn't.
Or we'll let Albany Israel or Moshe.
Okay. They thought we should take it over. They said it's better off leaving Moshe in charge. That's how the Mashal learned.
He was the only one that was concerned about bringing out.
He was the one that thought about it at that time. Now, had he not thought it, would anybody else have done it? Probably. But he was the one that did it at that point. Don't think of my writer. Kavru B'Shechem. Maishna B'Shechem. Why was he buried in Shechem? Amar Abchamer Bachanin B'Shechem Gervu. B'Shechem Nachshav Adasai. That's where Galus Mitzrayim started. That's where they stole Yosef. And that's where they put him back. Now Rashi's bothered. It says he went to Dyson. Dyson is not Shechem. So Rashi here says, Mishchem Gavu, the Sivai Shlechem, May Mekhever, Vayav Shechem up. The Shamma Yerayan, that's where they were grazing their sheep. But Dyson ain't a Makam. Dyson is not a name of a place. Bahai Vayamer Ish Nasu Mizaki, Shemahat Yayamer Nechu Dusayna, Kacham Aloy. Atayamer is Achi Anachim of Akish. You saying you're looking for your brothers? So Min Achva. They left brotherhood, Hazais. They don't care about you as a brother. We're going to look for laws. So according to Rashi, Daisan is not a place, Rashi here. Daisan means they went to look for how to kill you. But they're here in Shem. There is a Rashi, I believe, elsewhere, or some mission that says that Daisan is a village near Shem. So it's considered like they stole him from Shechem. But that's not what Rashi says here. Rashi here says that Dyson doesn't exist. Not a name of a place.
What is it?
They went to look for a rule how to kill you. Yes?
It is interesting that there are two places that Kol Yisrael took in here by paying for them rather than by conquering them. One is Magdala, the other is Shechem, and both of them were used for Gorim, and both of them are to this day a site of active danger.
Shechem, the Gemara says, Chazal say that Shechem is a dangerous city. That's where Dina was taken, that's where Yosef was sold, that's where they broke the ten Melachim, broke off, the ten Shvatim broke off. Shechem is a makam amukim paradias. That's what Chazal said. So that's true about Shechem. They don't say it about the Baris Makvela. That's the Gemara writer.
Rabbi?
Yes.
It seems like burying him in Shechem is a tikkun for his brothers. But what does that have to do with him? Why don't they bring him back from where his journey started? What city did Yaakov sent him from originally?
Chevron. Not really. It wasn't even sent from Amon Chevron, but that's just from Abraham Avinu. I'm not sure. But one thing is clear. Let me answer your question.
Yeah.
The answer is that he had to be buried in Yosef's Chelik and Eretz Yisrael. Every Shevet was buried in their Chelik. Yehuda was buried in Yehuda's Chelik. Dun was buried in Dun's Chelik. Usher was buried in Usher's Chelik. They were buried in their Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That is a given. But the Yosef had to be buried there. Now, it didn't have to announce which city he's buried in. It didn't tell you where Yehuda's buried. It didn't tell you where Usher is buried. It didn't tell you where Dun is buried. And I just picked three and interrupted them. So the Chazal are just concentrating. Why is it important enough to know that he's buried in Shechem? And the answer is because the Navi wanted to tell us that he was buried in Shechem as part of returning him to where he was sold. That's what it's not saying why Shechem over where he started. That might not have been in Chelik. That it might have been in a different Shevet Chelik. You're not going to bury Shevet A in the Chelik of Shevet B.
I get it, but it just seems to me that the focus is upon the crime, about what the brothers did, not on anything regarding Yosef. It would seem to me that it would be more important to do to bury him somewhere that was of importance to him.
I don't know. It's speculating that such a place exists in Chelik Yosef.
Okay.
I think the Gemara's question is just why Bob is telling us. By the way, I don't know where it is, but the Arizal did identify where certain Shvatim are buried. There are places in Eretz Yisrael. I think Gutz Kever is identifiable. There's some Shvatim that is identified. You can go to their quorum.
Are there signs there? Are there markers there?
Yeah, there's markers. I don't know where they are. I remember when I was in going back 50 years, I have not traveled to the north of Eretz Yisrael since I was a bachur. When I go now, I stay in Shulayim and make my way to Kavarochu, and I'm happy that I made it that far. But once upon a time when I was young and I could climb mountains, I did go to Tzvas, and I did climb around to different Kvarim, and I remember going to at least two Shvatim around there. One was that I had to run like a half a mile away from Tzvas, and there was a shame. But there, again, it's a great memory. It's 51 years ago that I went there to climb the mountains. At this point, I don't climb the mountains. I climb steps, and even that's hard. But, mountains again. But they are identified. Now, Rizal identified them. He went around identifying Kvarim, and I had to show most of the Kvarim that are identified are because of him. He identified them. So, again, I don't know where they are, but Yosef, everybody know where Yosef is buried because every week there's a riot there from the Arabs. You know what I mean?
That's a real place?
Yeah, it's a real place.
Before it into hot, I never even heard of it.
You didn't hear. I went there in 1973.
So you saw Gabriel Yosef?
Yosef, and next to him is Ephraim and Menashe. In the same building, well, the building still exists because they burn it down all the time. But in the same building of Kevin Yosef is Ephraim and Menashe. Yes.
Isn't that in the chalik that Yaakov gave Yosef? He said something about with his bow. And...
Yeah, he gave it to him, so it's in Yosef's chalik.
That was Shechem, wasn't it?
That's exactly where he's buried.
He is buried.
It's part of Yosef's chalik.
I thought you said that you don't know if he was buried in his own
chalik. No. I was answering why what's bothering the Gemara here. Harvey was asking why was he buried in Shechem and not in the city that would mean more to Yosef?
More suitable, more.
So I said because he has to be buried in his chalik. That's what I said. Yes, doctor.
I'm trying to remember. I thought. Although I may be wrong, that Shechem is a Rosh Tevis, and it stands for something.
Never saw it.
I remember.
That doesn't mean anything, but not in my home. Dr. Gemara.
Who is
Shua? Yehuda's wife. Not Shua. Her father's name was Shua.
Shua
doesn't say anything about him. You can make up whatever you want.
He was not a member of B'nai Israel.
No.
That's what I was talking about last week, that he married outside of the...
But they all married somebody. There weren't that many Jews around.
No,
they were Megayu, these people.
Sure.
According to one chat and Rashi. Judge Rashi.
So these people did not compare to 12. I mean, they've been trying with them. Only the 70 were counted only as...
They didn't count the wives, right?
Right, so they might have come there
into Mitzrayim. Tev, Muvad, Neshe, B'nei Yaakov. That's what the Pasuk says. Ha'ruch Tzim, Ha'yikach, Moshe, V'l'Sharam. I'm reading this in the Losim, and Ha'shamayim, L'maschu, V'n'agayim, and K'nenes, K'moshe, Shemes, B'ayar, Yardin. V'ayir, Yehuda, Shuhishchu, B'atzalos, Yosef, he started serving Yosef, K'shomer, M'abetz, V'l'agomer. Biter. What was the last question that I wrote? I wonder if I got through. What? Yeah, I'm not going to get close to that. You have to delete that question. What's the question before that?
What happened to the person that
Okay, so that we did. Okay. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Meiman Nikri Yosef Atzmus. By the way, I have to stick at another part that I saw. Why is Yehuda punished not finishing? The other Shvatim didn't do anything. So who should get a worse punishment? The guy that starts and doesn't finish? But a person that doesn't start. So the first one said the other Shvatim didn't have the Yechailas. Yehuda was the leader. He had the ability. But Enoch and Ami, the other Shvatim had no ability, so you can't blame them. That's what I saw. Right. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rav. I'm Rabbi Chama B'chalit. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Alisa Mesatzmaisai. Why did he refer to himself as bone? You'll take me. May Shlemicha becovered of it. Because he was lax. Well, I hate to use that word about Yosef, but he wasn't Meicha, the honor of his father. The Kamalei Avdecha Avinu. They said to him, your servant, our father. He should have said, don't call your father my servant.
What was the question? He called it.
He referred to himself as bones.
Right.
Why?
Okay. So
and it says it was a tikkun for the fact.
Oh, so he's doing it as...
Exactly. That's what the Mepharshim said, yes. Now, how does his bones have a difference? So the Mepharshim say bones come from the father. Marnida says there are three shutrim in a person. The father provides the bones. The mother provides the flesh, the blood. Father provides the bones. So he said, Valisa Masats Maitsai, Rashi. Nikri Yasef Absamas Machayev, Shinema Valisa Masats Maitsai, by then Uchayev, he was still alive. So I took my mind to remove him around, he came up, come up, and he said, why did he die before everybody else? He was the first Shavit that died. Because he acted as a leader. I don't even know how to translate this. How does Arsco translate this?
Carry
himself. What? Okay, I have a hard time with this. The Mepharshim have a hard time with this. Exactly. It was unbelievable. Why exactly does it mean? I don't know. I saw one of the Mepharshim say little shemets of, I don't know.
You're stressed out.
That's what it says. That's what you want to say, but the Gemara says, "Hine gatsim
brabanas." No, but you know,
Right, that's true, but we're talking about Yosef.
No, but
everybody's talking about you.